joined by Case Festi and coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 3-0 win at Hendon. Mark, there's wholesale changes today, but it's paid immediate dividends. How pleased were you with today's result?
I'm pleased for the manager, Simon, to be honest with you, because it was a bold decisions to have to make, and had it not worked, it could have made him look a bit stupid. But I'm pleased with Dallas, to be honest with you, because it's been tough. One of those, really. I mean, for example, I've been, I work nights and been driving home sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting a phone call off Dallas to discuss team selection and maybe getting players in and just bouncing ideas off each other. So it's been a tough time, but if I'm pleased for anyone, it's for Dallas, because it's been a tough couple of weeks.
With so many new faces today, how pleased were you the way they actually played as a team? They played like they'd be playing together all season.
Well, I mean, that was the one thing in my mind. We decide more or less Friday night, Saturday morning, the way we're going to go. Dallas has the final call, so he'll always be the one that takes the blame. And it's been in my mind, certainly, will they gel? I don't like the word gel together, but will they sort of fit in together and play as a team? And because you can quite easily make excuses if you're new faces and come over here and get battered and say, well, I didn't know how he plays, and I don't know how he plays, and I don't know your tactics and your set pieces and whatever. But there was no sign of that today. And in fact, their manager, Gary McCann, has come to us afterwards and said, you fully deserve what you got, and can you pass on my congratulations to your players?
I thought all the new signings played well today, but Matt Gray particularly stood out for me. How did you rate his debut?
I thought he was decent, Matt. You hear so many different stories. I mean, I worked with Matt when he was a 17-year-old at Sutton. I was at Tooting & Mitcham, and we got him on loan, and he scored a hat-trick on his debut as a front man, which was a good impression. But you hear different stories about Matty, because people tell you, oh, he's a pisshead and he's lazy and he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. But training the other night, no sign of that. Today's game, no sign of that at all.
A lot of the focus was on the new signings today, because there's so many new faces. But given the stick that the defence has come under, how well did you think Max Huswick and Francis Deakin did today?
It's certainly not one of those games where we've come over and battered them. They've had plenty of chances to put balls in the box, and I've just made the point in the changing room that we could and will sort of criticise allowing crosses in, allowing the first header maybe to be won, but there was plenty of blockage, people putting their bodies in a way to block, and that's not through luck. You might say, well, that was lucky he was there. It's not down to luck at all. If the left back covers round and the right back covers round and blocks shots, which both of them did on numerous occasions, that's not down to luck. That's down to sheer determination to prevent the other team from scoring and get yourself around in the right position. I just had a brief chat with Luke Garrard, and he said he felt very comfortable with the way that the fullbacks were covering round this afternoon.
Coles and Dennis up front, I thought he did everything but score today. I thought they had a great game.
Again, the manager, he said to me, he said, keep your eye on him and watch what you're doing with him, because he's absolutely terrorised the centre-halves today. And it was one of those where he was playing well, and as the game progressed, the bigger the distance between him and whichever centre-half was marking him, because they just weren't interested in getting tight on him. I thought he caused them a lot of trouble today, and like you say, the new signings will get credit because they've turned the corner with us today. But Carl was excellent today, really, really pleased with him.
Des Boateng got booked for a two-footed challenge. Was your heart in your mouth somewhat then? Did you think the referee might overreact and send
him
off?
Exactly, because of the way the game is these days and the sort of the pressure that's put on the referees to make decisions. I mean, I'm not going to fib to you, I did see the bottom of both of his feet. Do I think they were both off the ground? No. I was going to say the old days, but you might only be going back 10 years ago. That would be deemed as a decent tackle, because he's gone fully through the ball, hasn't taken one piece of the lad's shins or knees or thighs or anything. If he did, there's no way in the world we could defend him. But I mean, I wouldn't have been shocked if it was a red. I'm pleased it was a yellow. I'm more pleased it was a yellow than a red. But yeah, you got to watch what you're doing these days.
A lot of the goals we've conceded the last few games seem to have come from the wide areas. I thought today the fullbacks both looked very solid, very good at blocking balls coming into the box. Obviously, you think there's an improvement on what we had there before?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd watched us, if you was a manager of Hendon or whoever else we got coming up, and you'd watched us, all you'd say is, I'll tell you what, get it in behind them, because their marking isn't so great. Get as many balls in the box as you can, because they can't head, they can't clear balls, and that would be a fair comment. But if Carl Shorten or Wolfram Abbey have watched us today, then I don't think they'll go away with that report, because I do think, yes, the fullbacks prevented as many crosses as they could, don't get me wrong, there will be times in the game when they do get crosses in, but once it did arrive in the box, I thought we dealt with it well.
Tommy Williams was here today but didn't make the bench. Was that because of his actions on Tuesday, or is that because he's just been...
No, not at all. Tommy's just an unfortunate part of the sort of the wholesale changes, if you like. Tommy's future doesn't lie anywhere else. Tommy hasn't been told his future lies anywhere else. In fact, it was made clear by the manager that he's very much part of the plan still, and Tommy's reaction was, well, I'm going to fight for my place, which is what you want to hear. It's just, it's one of those where the manager's had to make brave, bold decisions, and Tommy's been a part of that, but Tommy's still a part of this club.
But presumably with six players coming in and only three released, there is still going to be a few more that are going to have to be shown the door, isn't there, just to balance the books?
It's probably more of a, not hiding from it, but it's probably more of a question you'd have to speak to Dowse about in terms of balancing the books. But simple math tells you that we're not flooded with money. I mean, we're Dowse and the two chairmen, who have been great, by the way, travelled on the coach with us today and stood by us completely. They've come to an agreement on their budget, and we're not rolling around in fortunes of money. So yeah, somewhere along the line, if the lads that are doing well or have done well today continue to do well, then they'll keep their place. And Dowse has said that he's made it clear that three or four may have to be shown the door, and if that's the way it is, that's the way it is.
That's the good thing, though, at the moment, isn't it, is that if players play well, they're going to keep their place in the side. So it's given a real kick to the existing players here as well. The old face is to, you know, we can't just carry on playing the way we have been. We've got to improve our game.
Yeah, we could have just kept saying, well, let's give it one more game. And then before you know it, you've played 12 games, you've got no points on the board, and you've conceded 60 goals, and already you'll be planning for Division 1 South next season. So decisions had to be made, and if I was one of the players that played today, and even Simon Huckle and Beckford, who come on and did ever so well, I thought Hux was excellent when he came on, regardless of the goal. If I was him, I'd go away and really look after myself tonight, and I wouldn't be out in my local pub getting pissed, and or spend tomorrow afternoon in the pub. I'd be really looking forward to the game on Monday and getting my head down and sort of rehydrating and getting plenty of grub down my neck.
And looking forward to the game on Monday. Colson Avenue's never an easy place to go. What are you looking for from that game?
Well, I've just been informed that they got turned over 4-0 today, and people are telling me, oh, it's a great time to go over there. I'm not sure there's ever a great time to go to Carshorton. They're a strong set-up, a strong club. Hayden's a good manager. He's got good players. I understand he's got a couple of bob behind him. If I'm wrong there, then I apologise for making that comment. But what we'd be looking for? We're looking for a win. I mean, we were asked prior to the Ashford game, what were the targets for the season, and my answer was obviously playoffs minimum. Now, the first four games, the former said, will be rock bottom come the end of the season. But we don't know any other way other than going in to win every game. That's just the way we are.